This is Wildlife Unschooling with my mom.
So, next episode of our travel diaries, and this time it's about Germany. For everyone who has been listening to the prior episodes, especially at the beginning of the podcast, I wasn't a huge fan of Germany at all. But this changed, because this time we were traveling to Germany to visit my grandma. We do this once a year, at least we try to do so. And somehow this trip really changed my mind about that country. I don't really like traveling by airplane, just because I don't like airports at all. I feel so strange when I sit there and look at all these people sitting there with their smartphones in the face. And I don't belong in that crowd. I don't want to belong there. I don't like what I see most of the times. I do enjoy watching people, because here and there are really cute people out there. And but the majority, I think, is just, yeah, like my son would call them NPCs, non-playable characters. I think that's interesting, because I don't know what's going on out there. Everyone is so distracted, and especially at airports, I see everyone. Yeah, and I really feel at airports that we belong in nature and not in this environment where it's so artificial. The light is artificial, everything is so artificial, cameras everywhere. I really don't feel great in there at all anymore. And yeah, I think flying is not fun anymore. It's somehow, when I was younger, I don't remember this kind of being weirded out by the airport or anything like that. Maybe I was too stupid to understand. Maybe it changed over the time. But for me, it's always like a dystopian nightmare to go through the airport and all these security checks and everything. I really don't like it. So this is why I don't like to go to Germany at all, because I always have to fly there. But I do it anyway for my grandma, because I think my grandma is a really awesome old lady that deserves some support here and there. Yeah. I like it a lot. What I don't really like is the airports and the noise on all levels, not only audio or visual noise, it's noise. Anyway, in Germany, my grandma had a heart attack the first night we got there. That was pretty fucked up. She didn't want to go to the hospital because she was really afraid of the hospital. Last time she had a heart attack, they sent her to three different hospitals in one night, until they were able to solve it somehow. So she refused. And I do understand that. I didn't pressure her into going to the hospital at all. I mean, that's her business. And I'm not really part of my family. I'm just a bystander, like in, yeah, the third wheel, so to say. So I don't have anything to say there anyway. I'm just there to observe and help, and that's it. So we called a private doctor that my grandma really likes, and she came there in the middle of the night. And I don't really like this doctor. I know her since I was a child, because she treats my whole family. And when I opened the door, she gave me this really strange look that you give to people that you think that are below, you know, like little shit. And that's okay, I don't like her either, so that's okay. And what I really don't like is how she treats my family. So many drugs, so many vaccines, and everything is far from nature. Everything's far from really looking at the root of the diseases they all have. And everyone has something in this family. I'm the only one who's not sick by any, I don't know, I catch a cold maybe once a year if I'm unlucky, but in general that's it. And everyone else is really somehow fucked up, seriously fucked up. So I don't like this woman, because She really likes, she loves what she does. She's also flying to Africa, has some projects over there to get vaccines into the people, and I think she can feel that I'm quite the opposite of that. And for her, this is like, it is nurturing her soul or ego, I don't know, to go somewhere in the middle of the night and be needed. And it's okay because she really helped my grandma. And as an observer, it felt quite strange to see, yeah, the system. It was really like, yeah, I talked to my grandma later about that because she was that okay that I didn't go to the hospital? I was like, dude, that's perfectly fine. If I was you, and then and if I had the feeling that I want to check out of life, then I would ask someone to help me go peacefully instead of suffering one heart attack after the other, letting people rescue me and over again. I really do believe that we don't have to suffer like that, that we are allowed to go when it's time to go. And I had a deep conversation about, because my grandma is so frustrated and she has real anxiety that we don't take any drugs or vaccines or anything. And yeah, that's a huge issue for her. And I tried to explain to her that, I mean, she's 90 something. It's quite hard to explain to her something that she, as a concept that she never came across in her life. And I tried to explain to her that I think there's a peaceful way to deal with health and diseases, and that I really like the emergency part of hospitals. I mean, if you break a leg, I really like to go there. But I do, yeah, maybe it's naive to think that, but I had some quite interesting diseases when I was younger, and I all cured them with natural remedies, plant medicine, and meditation, really. And when I say this, I do not believe myself, but I do know it's true. And I don't know if it works for everyone. I'm not God, but I really do believe that we have the right to choose how we want to treat our bodies and with what and all these things. Yeah, so I always feel like a little bit like in prison with my family and the place they live, because there's, I mean, there's nature, but everything's so artificial. And my family, they have such a strict rhythm in their life, especially my grandma. So you have to follow that rhythm, and we always live with my grandma. We stay with her when we are in Germany. And this rhythm, it drives me crazy. I cannot do everything the same way every day. And it is mind-blowing that she has been doing this for years and years and years. And yeah, it's crazy. And this was part of the conversation I had with her about diseases. Because I asked her, what do you think? Why did you have a heart attack? And she was like, yeah, it was stress. And I was like, yeah, that's might be true. So what do you think? Is there a way to prevent that kind of happenings? And she was like, yeah, less stress. And I was like, yeah, exactly. This is how I try to look at diseases, to prevent them instead of let them happen. Let them enter your body, and then you have to deal with them. Of course, it's not always possible. But I think, especially Joe Dispenza or similar dudes out there, they do so much research on how we can heal each other. So I really don't want to give into this conversation about drugs are the only way to treat something. And yeah. Not really easy for my grandma to be with me. I'm always the one who's different, always have been like that. But sometimes I think she enjoys it because I'm a favorite. No, that's not true anymore. My son is her favorite grandchild, grandchild. Yeah, and I really need to say my grandpa died like 4 years ago, and I never really started grieving. I somehow swallowed it because I was in, in a weird situation. It was Corona lockdown. I was traveling and my life was upside down. So I just swallowed that and thought, okay, one day I will start grieving. And at the beginning I thought, I'm just not sad. That's just how it is. Maybe I was sad before because I cried a lot before he died because I knew he would die soon. Turns out that wasn't enough. So this time I really started grieving. I started grieving about this like a couple of months ago. But being there physically at his graveyard and everything, that was really good for me and for my son as well, because seeing me grieve him made my son way more aware of that he's allowed to grieve his granddad. I really enjoyed that, as crazy as it sounds, all these tears and all these, missing my grandpa so much. What a relief somehow. I have feelings. I really like that. And one thing I always wanted to do in Germany when we are there for a week, a year, I wanted to go hiking, and exactly the spots my grandma used to visit, grandpa used to visit with me, because he took me almost every weekend to go hiking in the Seven Hills on the Rhine River. We cross it with a ferry, and then he only took a knife and like $20. And when I get thirsty on the way, I had to suck a stone, like a little one. I had to put it in my mouth, and my grandpa always told me, yeah, this will solve the problem of being thirsty. And I believed him. The funny part is, when I told my son about that remedy, he was like, he just wanted you to shut the fuck up. And I think that's true. But anyway, I think my grandpa's a genius. I really love this dude. And since my grandpa died, I somehow didn't feel like going hiking where we went hiking together. It made me so sad. And this time I was able to do it. I went hiking with my boss. I mean, we are also friends. That was really, really cool. We visited the Dragon's Rock, and there's a castle and everything. We went hiking a little bit. That was really cool because he has a history with that place. His best friend died, and he received that message when he was on the Dragon's Rock. For me, it is my grandpa's hiking paradise. So we did some emotional work there, and that felt really great. And going there and seeing that castle and this beautiful view over the Rhine and the countryside and everything, that really made me fall in love with the beauty of this country. I never had that. I always hated Germany so much, and standing up that hill on the castle, seeing that country, like, dude, I was born here, I was raised here. Why do I have such a fucked up connection to my own home country? That's somehow disturbing. I mean, where's that coming from? In this moment, I wasn't really looking into it. We really took our time. We went to museums to learn about German mythology, and especially like the Song of the Nibelungs, about Midgard and all these, like the realm of humans. It was wonderful. It was just heart-opening. I loved it. And I really do believe dragons are not something from the fantasy realm. I think we're being misled there. So it was really nice to see all these places I visited with my grandpa so many times, now visiting with my boss and my kid. Awesome. Really, really awesome. Made me so happy to remember all these pictures from my childhood and really catching up with my memories and with grieving. And so then back home I really started to think about my twisted relationship with Germany, because what the fuck, what a beautiful country, what a beautiful history and everything. And this would not be an episode for this unschooling podcast if it wasn't about school and education. every fucking damn year in school, we had to learn about the Nazis, about the Third Reich, about the German guilt, and about what the bad, bad Germans did. I mean, we built the Autobahn, but that's all about it. Everything else sucks about Germans. And this was every year. And I really think a lot of things they taught us about the Nazis and this part of history especially wasn't even true. And if you questioned it, I mean, I was the person to question these kind of things. The teachers always told me, no, it's illegal to deny the Holocaust. But even asking questions about it, I was stopped right there. So I never had the chance to ask questions. We visited like concentration camps, and for me, it didn't make sense. I had so many questions about how this was organized in everyday life, and so many things didn't add up for me as a child, and I was naive. I thought, okay, maybe I'm just fucking stupid. That is what it is. And a couple of years ago, maybe 2-3 years ago, I really got into the Third Reich history again, because there's a beautiful series about following Hitler's footsteps from the bunker to South America, and proofs of that he didn't die, that he escaped, and that he had quite an adventurous life afterwards. He even was on the Canary Islands. He had a beautiful house on Gran Canaria. So I love that part of history. I mean, I'm not here to say he didn't kill anyone. That's not the thing. But the thing is, every damn year in school, I had to learn about German guilt, about what we did and what we are responsible for. And I don't think that I am responsible for this at all. And I think it's quite rude to tell kids that they are responsible for this. That was someone else doing some fucked up shit. And part of it is not even true. So I really think that this is propaganda, and it's mixed up with some story the winners are telling, or that the government wants us to believe that, makes it easier for them to go on with their story. So the truth, I think, is coming out now bit by bit about the German history and what happened before the Nazis got in power. I was never told about this in school. I was never told about the emperors and all these beautiful inventions and the great literature. And even I had like my main focus in the last years in school was literature and art. It was never about the Germans. That is crazy, isn't it? And we got so much nice literature. And if it was about German literature, it was for sure about how bad the Nazis are. And I don't know. For example, they never told us that Hitler was a socialist. And now all these liberal left-wing people, they hate Hitler. But I see parallels, I need to say. It's happening again. And exactly this is what I talked about with my grandma, because I do understand Arabic. I do understand Hebrew. I do have other resources than the 8 o'clock news that my grandma has. And she asked me about my opinion about what is going on in Gaza, and I told her, I don't think it's true what they say on the news. I think this is one maybe part of the story, but this is like maybe not even 10%. And she got really, really angry with me because I connected it back to Hitler, the socialists, and now the left-wing people who are doing the exact same thing somehow. Yeah, that wasn't... that's already denying the Holocaust. I think that is far from denying the Holocaust. I think it's just asking questions. And I think this is how development and consciousness, how this is built, that it is what it is. What I really think, what is super, super interesting about German history is this esoteric background of Hitler's, like ideology, We never learned about this in school, and he was a disgusting pig, and that is what there is to know. We never learned about the background of his ideas, his ideology. And I really think that this is important, not only because if you want to prevent people going on a killing spree or wars from happening, there are so many things and so many dots to connect. And I really think that a lot of people are now, even in Germany, that they are now working on, collecting the history and making something from this. And being back in Germany, I saw some swastikas in a museum. It was like engraved, so they couldn't change it. They couldn't just remodel the whole building because it was part of the building, part of the stone. And I got really shocked the first second. I was like, oh my god, that's illegal. And then I was like, dude, I learned so much about the swastika, Hitler, and the history of Germany, and what great ideas, innovations came from the German people in general, not only Autobahn and, I don't know, flying saucers and the Hitler sign, but way before. I mean, that is a history to be proud of, you know? And first I was like, oh my god, a swastika, and then I was like, dude, relax. And it is so deep to be ashamed of only this Nazi period, but German is so much more. Being German is so much more, and Germany is so much more than only this Hitler period. It's incredible how they really fill up the kids' brains with only this part of history. And I came to the conclusion that I really like exploring the beauty of this country, of its history, that I fucking love Germany, that the nature is fucking beautiful. And what I really think is that German people are fucking hilarious. And thank God I chose to unschool my kid and to be able to save my kid from this indoctrination and from this guilt and shame, and to be able to show him maybe a glimpse of the truth, what happened in Germany and what Germany is really all about. I would love to record one day an episode about the German history, but I think it's such a hairy topic that I don't know if I will ever grow the balls to do it. Maybe I will invite someone to talk about it and I will just sit there and nod. Let's see if that happens. But my conclusion is, traveling is fucking important. I don't know how many times I said fucking now in this episode. I'm very sorry about that. I think traveling is so, so, so important, not only for kids, but also for parents who unschool, to debunk myths, to de-school, to catch up with old feelings, with new feelings, and all these things. I really do believe traveling is, at least for my family, a really, really important part of education in everyday life. Because experiences and movement, I think this is the baseline of understanding and processing. Sorry, my voice is gone. I really think that's beautiful. And I really hope that there are a lot of homeschooled kids out there that are, not indoctrinated in the bad side of German's history, but into the good side. And I really hope that everyone who's not from Germany and who's homeschooled has the opportunity to get to know their home country in a not indoctrinated way, and to be able to fall in love or to never fall out of love with their home country, and to enjoy where they are coming from, not necessarily being proud of being from somewhere, because I think that's BS, but just acknowledging that this is beautiful. Adios, amigos.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to support my work, please head over to Fountain or Linktree. I do accept Bitcoin, and it means the world to me if you guys support my work. And leave a comment, reach out to me on Noster. I'm really happy to hear from you. Thank you so much. And if you want to have more of Wildlife Unschooling, head over to Fountain. There's a Wildlife Unschooling Premium. It starts with $5 a month, and you can pay more if you want, and you can pay in Bitcoin. There you will find all bonus episodes, and you will have early access to all my scheduled episodes. Have fun, and see you soon.